Morning, RCS.
Hey, good morning. Is Everett there?
Linson, who's calling, please?
This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff.
With who?
With the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, what's it regards to?
I was actually just calling regarding some financing that was done earlier in the year. I was in contact with someone, I'm not quite sure who it was, back in April, and I was told that you guys were working with Bank of the West at the time, and kind of wanted to follow up with you towards the end of the year here to see if you guys had anything coming up at all.
As far as equipment financing?
Yeah, as far as, well, what we do, we have equipment and capital, so both. Like, if you're looking to do anything for Section 179, or if you're looking for any capital for any projects that were coming up, anything like that, really.
All right, let me put you on hold here a minute, see if he's available.
Sure, thank you.
Hey, this is Nico from the Bank of Cardiff. I'm trying to follow up with you guys here on the finance offer we sent out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, but it should have hit your mailbox by now. And I wanted to reach out personally with a phone call and see if you can help you. We're a privately held business bank out here on the West Coast, and it looks like based off some of the financing this company's done, it was with a lender in our network earlier this year, possibly for some working capital. We were able to get you pre-approved with us for some equipment financing as well as working capital, and I do believe that was up to $250,000. So I wanted to circle back with you guys and huge out coming up towards the end of the year here. So that might be some financing, whether you're looking to bring on some new equipment for the business, some of the tax write-offs, or if you want to have cash on hand to help grow the business, cover costs, etc. But if you do have a minute, go ahead and give me
Hello?
A
Hello?
Right there, 858.
Yeah, this is Linson.
Oh, hey. I was actually just pushed over here and told to speak to you about any upcoming projects that you might have. My name's Hashem. I was calling from Cardiff, and I was calling regarding some financing that we had sent out to the business about 2 weeks ago. I was in contact, not quite sure with who, back in April, and I was told to follow back up closer towards the end of the year since you guys were already working with Bank of the West at the time. And I was told to follow back towards the end of the year to see if you guys are looking to bring on any equipment or any capital for any projects you might have. So I kind of wanted to touch base with you here and see if you had anything coming up at all.
Yeah, how does the capital part work, the working capital stuff?
So for the working capital, what we do is usually lend out about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. And I mean, payback on that usually just kind of depends on how you look on paper. So
yeah.
What did you kind of have in mind?
No, I have nothing in mind right now, but I mean, I was just, if
something
comes
down the line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how does it work for you usually? You just have a project come on demand, and then you just go and try and seek some capital for it, or how?
No, I've never had to. Normally, I fund everything myself. So
usually,
I mean,
you do. Usually everything's in-house for you?
Yep.
Gotcha. I mean, typically what we do, because I work a lot with construction companies, is we do working capital loans for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how usually you have, like, sometimes a net 30, net 60, net 90, whatever
yeah.
it is. And during that time, it's tight on cash flow. So
yeah.
we do a working capital loan where we give you unsecured cash to get all your projects done, get all your equipment, get all your, you know, everything on that project out of the way. And then from there, we have payback on certain terms and certain rates, depending how you look on paper, of course, for that working capital.
Okay.
Yeah. And usually we can get you more than a line of credit because we can free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue there is unsecured cash. So you don't even have to put up any collateral or anything to get it. Yeah, because we take a look at your business, the overall health of your business and how you're doing, how your bank statements are at the end of the month. So nothing even goes on your personal credit as well.
Really?
Yeah, it's all through the business.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, keep it off my personal, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Which is something we like to do. I mean, we know business owners are all about their business, so we take a look at, your ending bank statements, make sure that, you're not negative, and we just, make sure your business is running. You have some sort of revenue where you'll be able to pay us back, and that's all that really matters to us.
What's the range, typically, or terms or whatever? I mean, high and low.
I mean, it really is for capital.
Yeah, I mean it works like a line. It's not a loan, right? I mean, it's not where I just pull a lump sum out and then pay it back. It's actually, is it like a line of credit?
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of works as a line. It really depends on what you're looking for, because we have, all kinds of different
Yeah, I mean,
programs.
I've looked at several different programs, and everybody, or most people that I've spoken with in the past or recently, it was basically essentially a loan, that, like, say if it was 200,000 or 250, they would give it to you, and then you pay it back within a year, which that does me no good because I'm not, you know what I mean? It's not something I
Right.
would use unless I need it,
Right. Absolutely. Well, I mean, we have different programs, so I mean, it all kind of, like I told you before, kind of based on how you look on paper, but we have daily payments, monthly payments, and weekly payments, depending on which program you kind of qualify for. And as for the whole approval thing, what I could do is we either can approve you for the largest amount possible, where you have that approval there, and then you can take it out, like you said, similarly to a line of credit, you take it out little by little. So if, say, I approve you for $250,000, you want $50,000, you take $50,000, you still have that 150 or 200,000 left for you to use whenever you want it down the line.
Yeah, that you're not paying interest on at the time.
Exactly. You're only paying on whatever you take out.
Okay. And is
Yeah.
there any penalty for paying it back at, say,
If you
with
pay it
an
back
interest?
early, we actually have interest forgiveness.
Okay.
Yeah. So definitely perks for paying it back early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, sounds like something I would definitely be interested in.
Yeah. Do you have some sort of time frame when you would be looking at this?
Anytime. I mean, we're steadily growing, so.
Yeah, okay. That's great. Do you have anything coming up at all right now?
Yeah, we just started several, and then we're bidding two more, probably another 15 million.
Oh, okay. Wow. Great. So you guys are growing pretty fast then, huh?
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Right now I think we got like 15 million on the books, and then,
Wow.
like I said, two more that I'm bidding. We got a real good shot at one. It's going to be at least 13 or more.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Gotcha. Good for you. So if you were looking at something right now, what would you think you'd be looking at?
What I've been, well, probably around a line or whatever. I mean, what I was looking for in a line would be like $250,000.
Around 250, and then would you be using this all for projects?
Yes.
And in specific, what kind of things in your projects would you be doing? You're not going to be using it for any equipment or anything like that,
No,
right?
the equipment's covered. All that would be used for would be fuel and maybe fuel and employee, payroll.
Okay, so fuel, payroll, and projects. And then, so are you guys like a net 30, net 60?
Just most jobs are 30.
Okay, that's not too bad.
The DOT stuff that we're doing.
Yeah. And then,
But we
what
have
kind of.
had a few 60s, but I try not to do any of those.
Yeah, you try to kind of avoid those.
Nope.
What kind of work do you guys do usually?
Highway construction.
Okay, that's cool. And let's see. So if you were to get this like $250,000, say sometime next week, what would you expect on a return? You guys have a pretty good turnaround, you would say? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't, like I said, I mean, it's all new. I mean, I haven't had any cash flow problems yet.
Right.
But, you know, I put a lot of money in, so.
Yeah. Okay, good for you. And when would you say you would need this by?
I haven't no idea. Like I said, I mean, these two jobs bid maybe, possibly in 2 months.
2 months. Okay, great. And then just to get a kind of some sort of idea of where we're headed here, dude, is your credit good, bad, or are you somewhere more in the middle?
The company or mine?
Your credit.
Well, I thought we weren't doing it on mine.
No, we don't do anything, nothing goes on your personal credit whatsoever, but we do pull it
Yeah,
through
no, I'm not going to pull my credit.
Experian.
No.
Sorry?
No, I'm not going to pull mine. That's everything. Everybody pulls it for everything, and that's, you know,
Yeah,
I'm tired of getting hit with everything.
no, I completely understand. I mean,
I mean,
the
it's
only
every time I do equipment, it gets pulled, and nothing goes back on, so it doesn't report to bring it back up after, you know what I mean? It's just nonstop.
Right. When they're pulling it though, are they pulling it from different lenders when you're sending it in, or are they pulling it just once?
Just once, but I buy equipment almost every month.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So they're pulling it every time.
Gotcha. And are you using
And
different
trucks, and you know, it's every monthly. I mean, we're buying different equipment and vehicles and.
Right. Is that what you're getting through Bank of the West there?
We got one machine through them. Most of our stuff's through John Deere Financial and Iberia Bank and Enterprise. I mean, there's several different.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. So is it through different vendors every time that you're buying them, or?
No, it's just they make me redo it every time, you know. I
Really?
do a different vehicle.
Wow. On a monthly basis too.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let me see here. And how were sales for you last year?
Last year was way lower than this year.
Wow.
I don't think I have it here. I think last year was like 2.5 million or something, and then this year's substantially more. This year's probably before the year's out, it'll probably be 4 or 5, probably 6 million.
Really, you're on track for six? Wow. That's insane. What was the huge jump for you there?
And just larger jobs became available.
Whew.
DOT stuff.
Almost tripled there. That's
Which, I mean,
crazy.
it's not, I mean, I've done it, we've done it before. I mean, we were over 20 million before.
Really? How long have you guys been in business?
This one, 5 years.
Wow. That is pretty impressive. How'd you get into the industry?
I started out when I was younger, like 20.
Was it kind of like a family thing, or?
Kinda, yeah.
Really? Wow. Did your dad own a company as well, and you kind of worked with
Yeah, but
him, or?
in a different type of business. But yeah, I mean,
Okay.
he owned a forestry
Gotcha.
company. You know, they did logging, and then, or we did. So then I
Wow.
decided to do something different that also had to do with equipment and,
In
you
the
know,
same
start.
industry.
Yep.
Interesting. Are you 100% owner of the business? Very nice. And have you already kind of looked into sort of some financing for that capital that you're looking for?
No, very little.
Really? But do you think it would come in handy for sure?
Well, it's definitely good to have it, you know.
Yeah. Do you guys ever get tight on cash flow?
We haven't in the past.
Not quite.
Nope.
Okay.
But I mean,
Well,
I've
that's good.
never, you know, it's going to be a big jump from this year. You know, I'll double it on next year's, you
Yeah,
know.
exactly. When you're taking on a lot more projects, your expenses are going to go up for sure.
Yeah, 2.5 and then 6 million, and then next year will be a minimum of 12. I mean, so, you know.
Right. Jump after jump. Gotcha.
It hasn't been a problem yet, but it's starting to concern me.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, well, I mean, what I can do for you if you like is shoot over an email with, some additional information on myself and the company. And then on there, if you want, I can throw on the requirements that we have in order to get this program that I'm talking about. But what it is usually is 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then your most recent tax return for the business. And then that's it. That's the only things we really take a look at. And then from there, I throw it over to the underwriters. Underwriters come back to me, tell me that, you know, this guy is solid. We can give him this rate, this term, offer him either this program or this program. And then from there, obviously, it's up to you. You run it through your accountant, check out your turnover rates, see if it flows for you, and then we go from there.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Yeah.
All right. Great. What's a good email address for you?
It's LYNSON.
LYNSON.
ROZAR.
ROZAR.
@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. And then how do you pronounce that? Linson?
Linson.
Linson. Got it. All right. I will go ahead and shoot over that email to you. When would be a good time, you think, to follow back up with you?
Tomorrow would be fun.
Probably
around 1.
Okay. Sounds good. Then I'll give you a call tomorrow. All right.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good, Linson. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.